All right. Well, thanks so much to all of you who came to hear my talk. I'm really excited to share my research, a little bit of research from my dissertation with you guys today. Specifically, I'm going to be sharing some of the findings from the third AIM, where I look at the relationship between past year unmet healthcare need and subsequent ambulatory care sensitive utilization among children in the United States. So just want to let you guys know, I do not have any conflicts of interest or financial relationships to disclose, but I definitely do want to acknowledge the generous funding support that I received to work on my dissertation, as well as to acknowledge my dissertation committee, including my chair, Dr. Whitney Witt, who is here today. Just a brief background about ACS utilization, or ambulatory care sensitive utilization. So ACS utilization is considered to be a very common proxy for inadequate access to primary health care. And this is because there are several conditions which are considered to be able to be successfully managed in an outpatient or office-based setting, but that oftentimes, if not successfully managed in such settings, can wind up presenting in emergency rooms and lead to hospitalizations and other more acute care when not properly managed in an outpatient setting. So oftentimes this measure has been used primarily in adult populations, actually, to look at inadequate access to primary health care and also as an indicator of subsequent declines in health status as well. So despite that this is kind of considered to be a really good measure of health outcome related to primary healthcare access, there have been very few studies that have sought to establish a link between prior unmet healthcare needs and subsequent preventable ambulatory care sensitive utilization. So the objective of my study was to determine the relationship between delayed or foregone care, or I also use unmet healthcare need, those terms interchangeably, and ACS utilization specifically among a nationally representative population-based sample of US children. So in order to answer this question, I used data from the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, or MEPS, spanning from 2002 to 2010. This is a really fantastic nationally representative data source where they collect a sample of US families every year, and they follow them for approximately 2 years over five rounds of data collection. So the years 2002 through 2010 actually contain 8 complete panels of 2 years of data. And that actually led to a final sample of just over 36,000 children, aged 0 to 17, and these children are distributed in just over 18,000 families. So the primary exposure variable that I was interested in was this unmet healthcare need, and this was evaluated in the first of the two survey years, and the question specifically asked, in the last 12 months, was anyone in the family delayed in getting or unable to get medical care, tests, treatments or prescription medications that they or a doctor believe necessary? And this question was asked of every member within the family, and people could either respond affirmatively or negatively. And the way that I operationalized it for this study was to look at children who had any unmet need that they personally experienced, but also to look at on the family level, even if the child did not have personally experienced unmet healthcare need, if they had a family member who was cohabitating with them who also had unmet healthcare need. And one of the reasons that I wanted to operationalize it as such was to get at the idea of family spillover. So just because the child had access to all the services that they need, the family still could have poor access overall. So I definitely wanted to assess that. And then the third category was no unmet need for anyone in the family. My primary outcome variable was ACS utilization. I evaluated this in the second survey year. I used fairly standard algorithms that have been applied in several other studies that utilize ICD-9 codes to identify certain conditions that, again, are considered to be, should not present in the emergency room or an inpatient setting if managed properly in an outpatient or office-based setting. And unfortunately, the MEPS only provides 3-digit ICD-9 codes rather than the full 5 digits, so I was only able to use the first 3 digits. But again, these algorithms have been widely used and applied with MEPS data before. The most common ACS conditions that showed up in the pediatric population were severe ear, nose, and throat infections, seizure, gastroenteritis, asthma, and pneumonia. So in order to analyze the data, I used hierarchical logistic regression. So we have children who are our level one. These children are clustered together within families, which is the level two. I included random intercepts to account for that intrafamilial clustering, as well as a third level to account for the stratified cluster sample design of the medical expenditure panel survey. I also adjusted for a host of child and family sociodemographic health and healthcare access factors in order to potentially adjust for the potential confounding between my exposure and outcome. So just to start off with some descriptive results, the table on the left gives you an idea of some of the prevalence estimates of both the exposure and the outcome that I was looking at. So first, unmet need. So for children, this is actually relatively rare, low prevalence. There was only 3% of children in my sample that had experienced personally any unmet need. However, there was an additional 11% of children who were in a family where someone else had experienced unmet need, whereas 86% were in families who received all needed care. Similarly, ACS utilization was also had low prevalence in this sample, with only 3.4% of children experiencing any ACS utilization, and the majority of that was coming from emergency room utilization. And then the graph on the right looks at basically simple descriptives comparing the rates of ACS utilization by the different levels of unmet need. And you can see that when children had any unmet need, that's the green bar, they had the highest rates of ACS utilization at almost 6% compared to 3.3% among children in families with no unmet need. So quite a substantial jump in the prevalence of ACS utilization between those groups. So one of the interesting findings of my study is this interaction between unmet healthcare need and chronic conditions. And so instead of presenting a tabular report of odds ratios, I've chosen to show this in a graph. So I'm going to kind of walk you guys through this. So the scale here, it's a little bit different than you're probably used to seeing multivariable results presented. I'm looking at the change in the log odds. So this, once you exponentiate these coefficients, you get an odds ratio. But I think this does a nice job of demonstrating the interaction. So the three dots on the left-hand side show kind of the gradient for unmet health for the effect of unmet healthcare need on ACS utilization in the absence of chronic conditions. So you can see that children who have unmet need, the green dot on the left, have substantially higher odds of experiencing any ACS utilization, 73% higher. And then children in families with any unmet need. It's not statistically significant, but it's definitely trending towards an increased relationship there. And then when you compare the effect of unmet need on ACS utilization among children that have any chronic conditions, there really isn't a significant difference between these three groups. Once you have a chronic condition, you're almost have three times increased odds of experiencing any ACS utilization, and the disparities by unmet need seem to shrink substantially. So one of the things that's really wonderful about the MEPS survey is that they have a whole host of covariates and also provide for a very large sample size, which gives me the opportunity to adjust for a lot of potential confounding factors. And so this is kind of just a brief summary of some of the other factors that I included in my multivariable models to just address some of the other potential disparities that exist but weren't the primary focus of my study. So children in fair or poor health also experience increased odds of ACS utilization, as well as children with activity limitations, publicly insured children, children who are of other non-Hispanic, so not Black, not Asian, and not Hispanic, and not white. Also, Hispanic children were more likely to have ACS utilization, those living in the Midwest and South, as well as children and families that had high past year expenditures or high financial burden. And I think the factors that decrease odds of ACS utilization are fairly intuitive. These generally indicate higher socioeconomic status, so having a parent with more education, specifically an advanced degree, older children, families that have greater general wealth, and there was actually a decrease in ACS utilization during the study period, which I thought was a little bit interesting. And then the last column, these are factors that were not statistically significantly associated with ACS utilization. So briefly, just want to talk about some of the potential limitations for this study. The MEPS, I do think, is a wonderful data source, but of course, with any survey, There are some inherent limitations. Specifically, all the data that I was using is based on self and proxy report. One of the things that I would potentially be concerned about specifically with the MEPS is I think there might be some underreporting of unmet need in the MEPS. Some of the prevalence estimates are a little bit lower than other nationally representative surveys, so I could be underrepresenting my primary exposure. And then also I only have 3-digit ICD-9 codes rather than 5-digit ICD-9 codes, so I might be lacking a little bit of specificity in defining my outcome, and some of that misclassification could potentially obscure the relationship that I'm looking at. And then finally, I think a really important limitation to consider is the fact that healthcare utilization and health is tends to be chronic, not really cross-sectional. And also, there's a lot of interdependence across time. So although I tried to have a temporal relationship where I was looking at my exposure in year one and my outcome in year two, it's really still hard to fully tease apart what the relationship is and if it's really an underlying pattern of care versus, you know, a more causal relationship. So that's definitely a limitation to keep in mind. And then just to summarize with some implications of the study, I think although the question about unmet healthcare need doesn't specifically ask people to specify what type of care it was they went without, I think the relationship between unmet healthcare need and future ambulatory care sensitive utilization suggests that there might be some substitution of prior ambulatory care that leads to then an increase in later emergency room and inpatient care. And if you are would be willing to accept that my relationships have some veracity and might in fact be causal, I think that you could also extend the implications to say that reducing unmet healthcare need could potentially improve the opportunity for children to receive timely and appropriate preventive care rather than more costly acute care down the line as a result of worsening conditions or exacerbations of underlying conditions. Thanks very much. I know that was really quick, so.